There were two brothers who lived in the village who worked down the pit. They didn't get on, but they lived together all their lives and never got married, so they stayed together. And one of them bought a gramophone, but he always took the head to work with him, so the other brother couldn't actually play it when he wasn't at work. And one day, one of the friends of these two, one of them was at work, the other was at home, called to see him and found him dead in the kitchen, sitting at the chair. So, of course, my father-in-law had to call him up after his shift, of course, let him finish the shift, and said, "I've got some very sad news for you. I'm afraid your brother's been found dead this morning in the kitchen, and we're all very sorry." He says, "Oh, aye," he says, "when I left him this morning, I thought something were wrong with him, but," he says, "you know, I just went off anyway." But the way my father-in-law told them, of course, was, you know, he knew them personally, and I used to weep with laughter when he was telling his stories.
What were you saying about the pills from the pit?
Well, I don't know whether it's true, but they used to reckon that these pit ponies were so well looked after, of course, which I do believe was true. Because, you know, the paddock next door to Eshild House, before they built on it, well, occasionally the pit ponies used to come up there for a fortnight, of course, in the summer. But if they were damaged, and there were two there who were permanently there because their backs had been injured, or they'd just... One of them was so stroppy they couldn't cope with him, so they just kept him. They were full of medication, these ponies. They got creams for their bruises and embrocation for their knees and you name it. So the collies used to help themselves. They thought, if it's all right for them, it's all right for me. So my father-in-law used to say.
And what were you saying about Frank and his allotments? Where were the allotments?
He had a huge allotment. He had green fingers. And much to Eva, Billy's older sister, well, the oldest sister, not older than him, he used to be sent up the village with a wheelbarrow with their dad and have to come back wheeling it with full of potatoes and stuff. But not the boys. The boys were at work down the pit, so they were not expected to do anything at home.
What was your memory of the grounds at Eshild House then? What did that used to look like?
They were full of mature trees. My husband loved it, the garden. They were big, but only as a garden, not as an estate. I mean, it wasn't that big. They had the paddock, but it was not really part of their take. It was just there and they could use it. And the, as I say, the pit ponies were in it. My mother-in-law was a gardener. They had a greenhouse. They had a gardener, George, who my father-in-law used to refer to as Bloody Idol. And he hated gardening, my father-in-law. Didn't like getting his nails dirty. He was very vain, my dad. My father-in-law was very vain.
So, but it sounds like he put his work clothes on to go to work, but when he wasn't at work, he was a kind of quite a dapper man.
Very, yeah. Very. He wore, which I don't know whether I should say this and besmirch his good name, but he wore size 9 pit boots and size 7 shoes because he didn't want to be known to have size 9 shoes because that would not have been elegant. And we loved cars. He had a big black Zephyr and he always had black cars. He loved black cars, big black cars. And I think he had to buy one that was blue once and immediately had it resprayed black. My mother, a Cooper's. Horrified by my mother-in-law, what a waste of money.
Do you know if he ever had a motorbike when he was younger?
No.
He wasn't that.
Frank did. Yes, Frank had a motorbike and sidecar. He once tipped Agatha Bell out with the new baby on Sutton Bank. And after that, she swore she'd walk home and never speak to him again. And never did she ever get on it again either. But of course, they had a car in those days, very young, him and a friend. And no licence, of course. She just got in it and drove it, which she did.
Have you any memory of how much they used to earn, Frank and Billy, when they were young? Did they talk about the wages that they got?
I think Eva, the oldest girl, had a cheque from Frank's last salary. And I think she used to say it was under £5, £4.90 or something in these terms. I mean, it would be £4.19 or whatever. And that was his wage when he was... under manager, I think he was. And that would be when he was nearly 70.